Hello and welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Sex with Serenity. Today we're going to be talking about the parrot who solved a murder that it witnessed by reenacting the murder. Crazy. Let's get into it. Now, it was May 13, 2015, right? Michigan. Everything crazy happens in Michigan. Actually, in a few states, but Michigan too, right? So, Michigan police, they were called to a Sand Lake home. A beautiful home, okay? And when they got there, they found a married couple lying in their own pool of blood. It was not a really, like, mind you, I'm all for murder documentaries and watching murder shows, etc., etc. Not crazy, I promise. However, the gruesome pictures are just that, gruesome. Okay, so diving back, the man, the husband, he was 46. His name was Martin. He was shot dead from 5 gunshots. Okay. That was crazy, right? However, his 49-year-old wife, Glenna, she was shot in the head and lived. Holy shit. She was rushed to the hospital where she eventually made a full-blown recovery, which is phenomenal. You know what I mean? I mean, to an extent, because she definitely lost her husband, which to me, if I were to ever get married again in my entire life, which will never happen, but if by the off chance God permits it, and my husband is killed and I'm alive, I would want to die too, honestly. So, the first two people that took the case were detectives that really didn't get it. You know what I mean? Like, they just, it went cold until it was the bird that Mr. Martin owned came about. The bird was an African gray parrot. Holy shit, those are expensive birds. And his name, lo and behold, you little potheads, his name was Bud. After the incident, the bird was sent to live with Martin's ex-wife. Yikes. Not yikes, but yikes. You know what I mean? I could never send my animals to live with any of my exes. I'd kill myself and my animal before I'd let them suffer. Moving along. So once he was sent to live with Martin's ex-wife, Christina Keller, he started talking. Yeah. Birds talking. Parrots, of course, they talk. However, birds talking without being coerced into what to say and constantly told what to say, etc., that's weird to an extent because, you know, parrots, they just don't shut the hell up. However, this bird needed to talk. So the bird was mimicking two different voices, right? And he kept repeating, "No, shut up. Get your," I'm trying to work on my cursing, "bleep bleep over here now." And then the other person, I guess, was saying, "Don't bleep shoot," right? Because, you know, nobody wants to die. So, to everybody else, that kind of sounded like an argument between a wife and a husband. However, that's not the case. So, I just want to say that birds, parrots, whatever, birds, they're intelligent as shit. They're intelligent. Sorry. They're known for mimicking humans and their speech. They're also known for what people say, being sensitive to trauma, okay? Martin's mother, Lillian, said one thing about her son's pet. That bird picks up every and anything, and it literally has the filthiest mouth. When I tell you if I ever get a parrot, my parrot is gonna say everything I refuse. Okay? Promise you. However, back to the story. Bud's testimony was not used in court, even though it was considered, because, you know, I mean, you got a bird snitching out a killer. Why not, right? And then the new investigators came onto the case, and they were digging deep into the Durnham's life. Who went it? It's a murder. First, they found out his wife, Glenna, was a serious gambler. Obviously, you know how gambling goes. You spend some money, you lose some money, you owe people money, and then, you know, it turns into a mob type deal. You gotta get over it. and or not gamble. I mean, just saying. However, the gas station clerks, they would testify that they sold her $50 to $100 worth of lottery tickets several times a week. That's mind blown. Okay. And then police reports that they showed that she blew, and I mean blew, $75,000 in 2010. And she was in charge of paying all the bills. She literally hid the debt for 11 years. They owed money to the IRS and had so many unpaid medical bills. But that's literally not all. What's next? Well, on the day of the murder, their house was being sold in a foreclosure process. That's crazy. Okay. Martin's mama informed him that she saw in the newspaper that the house was being foreclosed on. However, you know, women, conniving, manipulative. His wife was like, no, that's just a mistake. It's the wrong house. His wife was seriously something, okay? She was on antidepressants. And then she stopped taking them for days and days until the day of the murder. She's looking a little more suspicious, right? So, on the day of the murder, Martin's three children from his ex-wife broke into their daddy's home. And they discovered three notes. And they were written by Glenna for her two children and her ex-husband. Let's read the note. One of them, at least, because I'm not reading all of them. I'm sorry, but I love you, and so sorry I've been a disappointment to you these last 12 years or so. Please forgive me. You're one of the best things I ever did. Love, Mom. First of all, I don't give a shit. If you have children and that's your suicide note, wow. Can't say what I'm gonna say, but wow. Okay. Now, moving on. October 2015, to be specific. Glenna recovered, and she claims she doesn't know anything about the notes. She said she would never leave her ex a note, and she would never shoot Martin. However, as we can tell, because I'm getting a little suspicious, that was not the case, right? Ooh, on my birthday of 2017, your girl was getting older, right? 2 years after the tragedy, guess who? Glenna was convicted of first-degree murder. For what? Killing her husband and sentenced to life in prison. Because who believes that they're just, you know, sane after stopping antidepressants for years, knowing you're in debt, knowing you're losing your house, your family, and everything you have to live for, and you don't want to die? That, I mean, there's strong-willed people out here, but if that were me, I'd be the same way, kind of, to an extent. I'm not going to kill my kids or husband or anything like that. I'm not going to say any more on that topic. But you could tell that she did it. Like, it was just, there's just so much detail that I left out only because it's very explicit. And I know that my audience is floating and a lot of parents listen to me around their children. That's why I'm really trying to work on cursing. But, there's just details that I didn't want to throw in there because they were actually really sad. But she did it, okay? And I think she should have got the death penalty. But that's on me. With that, I bid you adieu. Good night.